The following sermon is brought to you by Springville South Church of Christ. For more information, please visit www.springvillesouthchurch.org.au.
Christianity is not a philosophy. You can practice any major religion in this world without its central figure and it'll go on. But one thing you know, you cannot have Christianity without Christ. You cannot have Christianity without Christ. Because Christianity is not a religion. It is a relationship with a living and a loving and a merciful God. Christianity is not a cult. Christianity is not a creed. Christianity is not a cause. Christianity is not even a church. Christianity is Christ Himself.
Well, good morning, church. Freelancing for preaching today. No, just kidding. We've got a little bit of issues with our interpreting headphones, so hopefully next week we'll sort something out. Something that Anthony and I have been trying to work on in trying to get this whole process run smoothly. As you probably noticed, there's always a slight glitch somewhere within the units itself. So I've asked Sapani if she could interpret for me this morning. Before we look at the Word of God this morning, let's just bow our heads and pray. Father, we just come before you, Lord God, just in awe and in reverence of you, of who you are, Lord God, that you are holy and that you are good, and Lord, that you've given us your Word, Lord God, so that we may grow in it, that we may prosper and just to grow in our knowledge and in our understanding of you. Father, we just pray that as we submit ourselves, Lord, to the authority of your word, we ask that your Holy Spirit would speak to us, Lord God, with your truth. Help us to understand your truth and help us to obey your truth. We also just pray for Pastor Glenn, Lord God, as he goes out this morning to preach at the Chinese Evangelical Church. We just ask for your Holy Presence to be with him and just to lead him and to guide him, Lord God, as he prepares his heart to share a message, Lord God, of encouragement, Lord God, to our Chinese brothers and sisters. So, Lord, I just pray that you will just use this time, Lord God, for us to just to grow in our love and in our understanding of you, in our love for one another, that we may be encouraged in all that we do, that in all that we do, Lord God, will be for your glory. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Now this morning, I want to continue on with what Pastor Glenn has actually been preaching on for the past 2 weeks. Pastor Glenn has been encouraging us at the beginning of 2016 in our faith as believers. And it's a great way to start 2016. You know, as we share with you from the Word of God, to build each other up, to grow in our relationship with God, and to grow in our relationship with one another as believers. Pastor Glenn last week was preaching from Romans chapter 8 verses 1 and 2.
Pastor Glenn got ban at by no Roman to book and bike or move to copy.
To encourage all of us. You know, there's no greater confidence. Knowing that our eternal salvation is secure. By the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross. The forgiveness of sin and the promise of eternal life for those who put their faith and their trust in Him. And this is where the Apostle Paul wants to encourage all of us.
ដូច្នេះហើយបានជាលោកសាវកពូនឹងចង់បានលើកទឹកចិត្តដល់យើងទាំងអស់គ្នាដែរ
Because the apostle Paul has this complete confidence in Jesus Christ
Because លោកសាវកពូនឹងគាត់គឺមានការទំនុកទុកចិត្តទៅលើព្រះយេស៊ូវគ្រីស្ទ
When he says that there is no condemnation for those that are in Christ
ពេលដែលគាត់បាននិយាយថាគ្មានការកាត់ទោសចំពោះអ្នកណាដែលនៅក្នុងព្រះគ្រីស្ទទេ
Now Paul also says down in verses 37 to 39
លោកសាវកពូនឹងគាត់បាននិយាយតទៀតពេលនៅក្នុងខ37នៅក្នុងខ39
And Paul says this with a complete confidence.
លោកសាវកពូនឹងបានថាបញ្ចប់នៅក្នុងការដែលទុកចិត្តហើយហើយ
Paul says for I am sure that neither death nor life nor angels nor rulers nor things present nor things to come nor powers nor height nor depth nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of Jesus Christ.
នៅក្នុងកាន់កាពីរ៉ូមចា Sorry. A bit long so I have to read that through the scripture. រ៉ូម 8
verses 37 to 39.
តែគឺនៅក្នុងសក្តិទាំងនោះយើងខ្ញុំពិសេសលើសជាងអស់អ្នកដែលមានចិត្តជំនះទៅទៀតដោយសារព្រះអង្គដែលទ្រង់ស្រឡាញ់យើងត្បិតខ្ញុំជឿជាក់ថាទោះស្លាប់ឬរស់ពួកទេវតាឬអំណាចអ្វីការអ្វីនៅជាន់នេះឬទៅមុខឬអត្តរិទ្ធអ្វីទីមានកម្ពស់ទីចម្រៅឬរបស់អ្វីដែលកើតមកឯទៀតក្តីនោះពុំអាចនឹងបង្រត់យើងចេញពីសេចក្តីស្រឡាញ់របស់ព្រះដែលនៅក្នុងព្រះគ្រីស្ទយេស៊ូវជាព្រះអម្ចាស់នៃយើងរាល់គ្នាទៅបានឡើយ
See that's the type of faith and confidence that the apostle Paul wants us to have
នេះគឺជាសេចក្តីទុកចិត្តហើយនឹងជំនឿដែលលោកសាវកពូលនឹងចង់ឲ្យយើងមាន
As we continue to live our Christian life
ដែលយើងបន្តនៅក្នុងជីវិតជាអ្នកគ្រីស្ទាន
Believing in the promises of God
ជឿទៅលើសេចក្តីសន្យារបស់ព្រះ
Because we know that God does not change
ព្រោះយើងដឹងថាព្រះមិនកែប្រែទេ
Our confidence in believing in the promise of God
នៅក្នុងការទុកចិត្តទៅជឿទៅលើសេចក្តីសន្យារបស់ព្រះ
That he doesn't change
ហើយត្រង់នឹងមិនផ្លាស់ប្រែទេ
comes from his very own word
គឺចេញមកអំពីគ្រប់ទាំងព្រះបន្ទូលរបស់ព្រះអង្គ
Hebrews 13:8 says this that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday today and what forever isn't it
នៅកាន់កាពីហេព្រើរចំពោះ13ខ8ហ្នឹងគឺព្រះអង្គហ្នឹងគឺដូចជាម្សិលមិញហើយថ្ងៃនេះហើយត្រង់មិនផ្លាស់ប្រែទេត្រង់នៅតែដដែល
So when God says that there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ
ពេលដែលព្រះអង្គមានបន្ទូលថាអត់មានការកាត់ទោសចំពោះអ្នកណាដែលនៅក្នុងព្រះគ្រីស្ទ
That's a promise
នេះគឺជាសេចក្តីសន្យា
And by faith we walk in that confidence
ហើយដោយសេចក្តីជំនឿនេះយើងដើរនៅក្នុងការទុកចិត្តរបៀបនេះ
The confidence is not in ourselves
សេចក្តីទុកចិត្តនឹងមិនមែនខ្លួនយើងនោះទេ
But the confidence is in Jesus Christ and what he has done for us on that cross
ហើយយើងទុកចិត្តទៅលើព្រះយេស៊ូវគ្រីស្ទដែលទ្រង់បានធ្វើហើយសម្រាប់យើងនៅលើឈើឆ្កាង
But you see the Christian life is like a battleground
អ្នកឃើញហើយគឺជីវិតអ្នកគ្រីស្ទានណាដូចជាចម្បាំងអញ្ចឹង
And there will be times when we will sin
ហើយមានពេលដែលយើងធ្វើបាប
But it doesn't mean that we don't have hope
ហើយមិនមែនមានន័យថាយើងគ្មានសេចក្តីសង្ឃឹមទេ
The Bible says that when we do sin God calls us to confession and repentance of that sin
នៅក្នុងគម្ពីរបានចែងថាពេលយើងធ្វើបាបនោះគឺព្រះហៅយើងឲ្យលន់តួបាបចំពោះអំពើបាបដែលយើងបានធ្វើ
And God is faithful
ហើយព្រះទ្រង់ស្មោះត្រង់ចំពោះយើង
We find that in 1 John 1:9
ហើយយើងបានឃើញនៅក្នុងកាន់គម្ពីរយ៉ូហាន
And that's a very encouragement.
You
know that you and I have when we hold onto the word of God.
And Pastor
Glenn is eager to encourage all of you.
We're
all eager to encourage every one of you.
To
walk in faith.
ដើម្បីឲ្យយើងដើរនៅក្នុងសេចក្តីជំនឿ
To be encouraged by the very word of God
ហើយឲ្យបានលើកកំសាន្តទឹកចិត្តគ្រប់ទាំងព្រះបន្ទូលរបស់ព្រះអង្គ
We want to see you continue on in all that you have been doing since last year
ហើយយើងចង់ឃើញអ្នកបន្តធ្វើដូចជាអ្នកធ្វើបានពីឆ្នាំតមិញអញ្ចឹង
And we actually want to see you even do greater things this year
ហើយយើងចង់ឲ្យឃើញតអ្នកធ្វើការធំទៀតនៅក្នុងឆ្នាំនេះ
Believing in the very promises of God
ហើយជឿទៅលើការទំនុកទុកចិត្តរបស់ព្រះ
That what you do will be done for the glory of God
ហើយអ្វីដែលអ្នកធ្វើនឹងគឺអ្នកធ្វើដើម្បីសេចក្តីល្អរបស់ព្រះ
Amen So if you've got your Bibles turn with me to Philippians chapter 3
បងប្អូនមានកាពីសូមបើកនៅកាន់កាពីហ្វីលីបជំពូក
3 Philippians chapter 3 verses 10 to 14
ខ10ទៅខ14
Sorry verses 12 to 14
ខ12ទៅខ14
Philippians chapter 3 verses 12 to 14 I'll read it in English first and then Sapani can read it in Cambodian Philippians chapter 3 verses 10 to verses 12 to 14Not that I have already obtained this or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
ហ្វីលីបជំពូក3ខ12ដល់ខ14មិនមែនថាខ្ញុំបានទទួលឬថាខ្ញុំបានគ្រប់លក្ខហើយនោះទេតែខ្ញុំកំពុងតែដេញតាមសង្វាតនឹងចាប់ឲ្យបានសេចក្តីដែលព្រះគ្រីស្ទយេស៊ូវបានចាប់ខ្ញុំឲ្យបាននោះដែរបងប្អូនអើយខ្ញុំមិនរាប់អានថាខ្លួនខ្ញុំចាប់បានហើយនោះទេតែមានសេចក្តីនេះមួយគឺថាខ្ញុំភ្លេចសេចក្តីទាំងប៉ុន្មានដែលកន្លងទៅហើយក៏ខំមើលឆោងទៅឯសេចក្តីខាងមុខទៀតទាំងរត់តម្រង់ទៅឯទីដើម្បីឲ្យបានរង្វាន់នៃការងារដ៏ខ្ពស់របស់ព្រះក្នុងព្រះគ្រីស្ទយេស៊ូវអរគុណព្រះអង្គ
Now I'm titled my message this morning marching forward in faith
ចា៎ហើយមេរៀនខ្ញុំនៅវេលាព្រឹកនេះគឺយើងដើរព្រមគ្នាទៅក្នុងសេចក្តីជំនឿ
There are three things that the apostle Paul mentions just in these passages that we've read
ហើយមាន3ចំណុចដែលលោកសាវកប៉ូលនឹងបានដំណាលនៅក្នុងការដែលយើងអានមិញហ្នឹង
Firstly, Paul says, pressing on because Christ made me his own.
ទី1នោះគឺលោកសាវកប៉ូលនឹងឲ្យយើងបានដើរទៅមុខពីព្រោះព្រះគ្រីស្ទនឹងបានរាប់យើងជារបស់ផងត្រង
់ Earlier on I said that the Christian life is like a battleground.
មុនហ្នឹងគឺខ្ញុំបាននិយាយហើយជីវិតយើងគ្រីស្ទានដូចជាចម្បាំងអញ្ចឹង
Living a Christian life can be quite difficult.
ព្រោះនៅជីវិតជាអ្នកគ្រីស្ទាននេះតែងតែជាការពិបាក
You know at times we feel defeated because of sin
មានពេលខ្លះហ្នឹងគឺយើងមានការចាញ់ដោយសារតែអំពើបាប
Sometimes you know guilt can overwhelm us so much
ហើយជួនកាលហ្នឹងគឺអំពើកំហុសអំពើបាបហ្នឹងតែងតែសន្ធប់យើងយ៉ាងខ្លាំង
That we want to just kind of just give up
ហើយយើងហ្នឹងចង់លះបង់ចោលទៅ
It's a battleground
គឺជាចម្បាំង
You don't even know what's going to happen, you know, the next hour.
យើងអត់ដឹងថាមានហេតុការណ៍អីកើតឡើងនៅម៉ោងទៅមុខទៀតនោះទេ
The next day.
ឬក៏ថ្ងៃបន្ទាប់ទៅទៀត
Next week or even next month.
ឬក៏អាទិត្យបន្ទាប់ទៀតឬក៏ខែបន្ទាប់ទៅទៀត
But Paul says we are called to walk by faith.
លោកសាវកប៉ូលបាននិយាយថាព្រះហៅយើងមកដើម្បីឲ្យដើរនៅក្នុងសេចក្តីជំនឿ
Regardless what may happen to any of us.
យើងទៅលើហេតុការអ្វីដែលកើតឡើងចំពោះយើង
Have you ever reflected on the life of the apostle Paul?
អ្នកបានរំលឹកមើលអំពីជីវិតលោកសាវកប៉ូលទេ?
Especially when you kind of like just read the New Testament letters.
ពេលដែលអ្នកនឹងអានមើលនៅសម្បត្តិនៅកាន់កាពិសញ្ញាថ្មី?
Have you ever asked yourself if only I could be like the apostle Paul?
តើអ្នកមានសួរសំណួរខ្លួនឯងថាអ្នកនឹងធ្វើម៉េចឲ្យដូចជាលោកសាវកប៉ូល?
Have you ever asked yourself that question?
តើអ្នកមានសួរសំណួរខ្លួនឯងទេ?
No. I have at certain times in my life.
ចាខ្ញុំនឹងសួរសំណួរខ្លួនឯងជាញឹកញាប់នៅក្នុងជីវិតខ្ញុំ.
Paul was such a great man for God.
លោកសាវកប៉ូលនឹងគឺជាមនុស្សម្នាក់ដ៏អស្ចារ្យច
And God used Paul greatly for the advancement of God's kingdom. The Apostle Paul bringing the gospel of Jesus Christ to Gentile people. But did you know that when you do read Paul's letters in the New Testament,
អ្នកដឹងទេពេលដែលអ្នកអាននៅកាន់សាវត្តលោកសាវកបោនឹងនៅកាន់កាពិសញ្ញាថ្មី
Did you realize that the apostle Paul had the same struggles that we often experience in our very own life
អ្នកដឹងថាលោកសាវកបោនឹងជាប់ពិបាកនៅក្នុងការពិបាកដោយជាយើងនឹងមានបទពិសោធន៍នៅក្នុងជីវិតយើងដែរ
You see when you read the New Testament that Paul writes
ពេលដែលអ្នកអាននៅកាន់កាពិសញ្ញាថ្មីដែលលោកសាវកបោបានសរសេរ
Some of the letters he's written to the, you know, the church in Corinth, the church in Galatia, in Colossae
សម្បត់ខ្លះហ្នឹងគឺសរសេរទៅកាឡូសហើយនឹងកាឡេស៊ី
You know Paul recounts his struggles and his issues that he had to go through
ចា៎ហើយលោកសាវកប៉ុលហ្នឹងគាត់មានការជាប់ពិបាកដែរនៅក្នុងអ្វីរឿងអ្វីបី
Think about the church in Corinth
សូមឲ្យពិចារណាមើលពាហាននៅក្នុង Corinth វិញ
People were accusing Paul all sorts of things
មនុស្សគេចោទប្រកាន់លោកសាវកប៉ុលហ្នឹងយ៉ាងច្រើន
You think about the churches in Galatia
អ្នកមើលពហានៅក្នុងកាឡាទីវិញ
People accuse him that he's robbing them of the true gospel.
Sorry.
People think that he's not proclaiming the real gospel to people.
មនុស្សនឹងគេគិតថាគាត់នឹងមិនប្រកាសនៅដំណឹងល្អដល់ពិតនឹងទៅមនុស្សទេ
And so Paul had to deal with these issues and all these struggles.
លោកសាវកប៉ុលនឹងត្រូវតែដោះស្រាយនៅក្នុងរឿងរបៀបនេះហើយនឹងនៅអ្វីអ្វីដែលពិបាក
You know that you and I can actually relate to.
ដែលយើងទាំងអស់គ្នានឹងតាក់ទងដែរ
I mean you know the apostle Paul doesn't have to write every single thing that he's had to kind of like battle through
ចាលោកសាវកប៉ុលនឹងមិនចាំបាច់និយាយអ្វីអ្វីឬសរសេរអីគ្រប់ពាក្យនោះទេ
But just briefly mentioning that should cause us to think deeply what he had to go through
ចាហើយសង្ខេបខ្លះៗនឹងបានធ្វើឲ្យយើងដឹងថាផលវិបាកដែលគាត់ជួបប្រទះ
And when we can understand what Paul is actually going through himself
ហើយយើងអាចយល់ថាអ្វីដែលគាត់ជួបប្រទះនៅក្នុងជីវិតខ្លួនគាត
់ That should serve as an encouragement for all of us
គួរតែជាការលើកទឹកចិត្តសម្រាប់យើងគ្រប់ៗគ្នា
Because it's nothing new
គ្មានអ្វីដែលថ្មីនោះទេ
We're all in a battleground
យើងទាំងអស់គ្នាសុទ្ធតែកំពុងតែជាប់នៅក្នុងចម្បាំង
We're all fighting you know with sin dealing with sins in our lives
គឺយើងទាំងអស់គ្នាប្រឈមមុខនៅក្នុងចម្បាំងនៅក្នុងជីវិតយើង
Try to stand firm in our faith in our walk
ឲ្យយើងនឹងបានជាប់មាំទាំនៅក្នុងសេចក្តីជំនឿនិងការដើរជាមួយព្រះអង្គ
And God calls us to actually press on to continue on
គឺព្រះនឹងបានហៅយើងឲ្យដើរឆ្ពោះទៅមុខទៀតបន្តទៅមុខទៀត
Marching forward in our faith
ហើយដើរព្រមព្រំគ្នាទៅក្នុងសេចក្តីជំនឿយើង
You know if you were to look at some of the life of some of the people of the Old Testament and the New Testament
បើអ្នកមើលនៅក្នុងជីវិតអ្នកដែលនៅក្នុងកាន់កាពិសញ្ញាចាស់និងសញ្ញាថ្មី
We would actually find this
យើងនឹងបានឃើញអញ្ចឹង
That Adam disobeyed God
លោកអាដាមមិនស្ដាប់បង្គាប់ព្រះទេ
Noah he became a drunkard
លោកណូអាហ្នឹងក្លាយទៅជាអ្នកប្រមឹក
You look at Moses couldn't really speak.
Moses មិនអាចនិយាយបាន.
You look at David.
David
he's committed adultery.
Yeah, គាត់បានធ្វើការកំផិត.
And murdered his own general.
ហើយនឹងសម្លាប់ពួកទាហាន.
You look at Gideon.
មើលលោកទីឌៀនវិញ.
You know we would call him in our modern language a scaredy cat.
យើងហៅគាត់ថាជាមនុស្សកំសាកនៅក្នុងបច្ចុប្បន្ននេះ.
Had no courage.
អត់មានការលើកទឹកចិត្តទេ.
You look at Elijah.
មើល Elijah វិញ.
He was quite suicidal.
គឺអាគឺអត្តឃាត
And if you look at Jonah
មើលតែលោកចូណាវិញ
He ran away from God
គឺគាត់ចេញពីព្រះ
Or at least he tried it If you look at Job
មើលលោកយ៉ូបវិញ
All that he had to go through he was in a complete mess
គឺអ្វីដែលគាត់ធ្វើហ្នឹងគឺមានការរញ៉េរញ៉ៃ
And you think about Peter, John and James
មើលពីធើនិងលោកចូនិងលោកចេមវិញ
They couldn't even stay up for 1 hour
គឺពួកគេនឹងមិនអាចភ្ញាក់នៅក្នុងពេល1ម៉ោងនោះទេ
You look at all the disciples they fled when Jesus was arrested
មើលពួកសិស្សៗហ្នឹងពេលដែលគេចាប់ព្រះយេស៊ូវហ្នឹងនាំគ្នារត់ចេញ
Peter denied Christ 3 times
ហើយលោកបេត្រុសហ្នឹងបដិសេធចោលព្រះយេស៊ូវហ្នឹង3 times
And Peter you know just like Moses couldn't really talk
ហើយ លោក ពេត្រុស នឹង ដឹក លោក ម៉ូសេ ដែល មិន អាច និយាយ បាន
We find him saying things that he just doesn't think about.
អ្វី ដែល យើង ពិចារណា មើល
We look at the life of the apostle Paul before he became Paul, he was Saul.
ហើយ យើង មើល ជីវិត លោក ប៉ូល វិញ គឺ មុន ពេល ដែល គាត់ ជឿ នឹង គឺ ឈ្មោះ គាត់ លោក សូល
He persecuted Christians.
គាត់ បៀត បៀន នៅ ក្នុង អ្នក គ្រីស្ទាន
And you look at Timothy.
មើល ធីម៉ូថេ វិញ
They accused him of being too young.
គេចោទប្រកាន់គាត់ថាគាត់នឹងក្មេងណាស
់ You know and the list can actually just go on and on
ហើយបញ្ជីនឹងចេះតែមានបន្តទៅមុខទៀត
But if you look at all these struggles and all these issues in their life
ហើយយើងមើលការពិបាកហើយនឹងរឿងអ្វីៗនៅក្នុងជីវិតពួកគេ
Does it actually sound like us
តើស្ដាប់ទៅដូចជាយើងទេ
How many times have we disobeyed God
ប្រមាថដងដែលយើងមិនស្ដាប់បង្គាប់ព្រះអង្គ
How many timesWhen we became so angry that Jesus equates that to murdering someone.
Sorry, I miss that.
How many times have we become angry?
And
Jesus equates that to actually murdering
someone.
How many of us were kind of like scaredy cats?
When
we lose courage to proclaim the gospel.
ពេលដែលយើងនឹងបាត់បង់នៅការលើកទឹកចិត្តនៅក្នុងការផ្សាយដំណឹងល្អ
Can you relate to these struggles that these guys all go through?
តើបងប្អូនអាចតាក់ទងនឹងអ្វីៗដែលអ្នកទាំងនេះគេមានជាប់នោះទេ
But you see, despite all their struggles and all their issues that they had to face
ហើយនៅក្នុងកាពីអ្វីៗដែលយើងមានក្នុងសេចក្តីជំនឿហើយនឹងរឿងអ្វី
ៗ They all had one thing in common
ហើយមានមួយនោះគឺដូចគ្នា
And that is they actually pressed on
គឺគេនឹងនៅតែបន្តដើរទៅមុខទៀត
You see David confessing his sins before God
ស្ដេច David នឹងគាត់បានសារភាពចំពោះព្រះ
Pressing on
ហើយគាត់នៅតែដើរទៅមុខទៀត
Marching forward
គឺដើរព្រមទៅមុខទៀត
Why
ហេតុអីក៏អញ្ចឹង
Because they understood this
ពីព្រោះគេយល់ថាអញ្ចេះ
First of all it was God who they sinned against
ជាដំបូងនោះគឺព្រះដែលគេធ្វើបាបទាស់ចំពោះ
Secondly they repented of their sin before the Lord
ហើយទី2នោះគឺគេលះសារភាពនៅអំពើបាបចំពោះព្រះ
And thirdly knowing that God forgives them they march forward
ហើយទី3នោះគឺដឹងថាព្រះនឹងអត់ទោសឲ្យគេហើយគេនឹងដើរព្រមទៅមុខទៀត
Because their reason was God alone
មូលហេតុនោះគឺព្រះតែអង្គឯងនោះ
That God is worthy of living for
គឺព្រះនឹងគឺទ្រង់ដែលយើងនឹងអាសំនឹងរស់នៅដើម្បីថ្វាយទ្រង
់ Because God is worthy of everything
ពីព្រោះសំនឹងអ្វីៗទាំងអស
់ You know and that's what Paul actually wants us to understand as well as Christians
ហើយលោកសាវកពលនឹងចង់ឲ្យយើងបានដឹងក្នុងជីវិតតែយើងជាគ្រីស្ទានដែរ
That despite all of our struggles and all of our issues in our own personal life
ថ្វាយបើយើងនឹងជាប់ចំពាក់ហើយនឹងរឿងអ្វីៗនៅក្នុងជីវិតយើងក៏ដោយ
You know having to fail at times trying to even live a godly life
ហើយមានពេលខ្លះនឹងដួពេលដែលយើងនឹងប្រឹងប្រែងរស់ក្នុងជីវិតជាអ្នកគ្រីស្ទាន
Paul wants us to continue on to make every effort
លោកសាវកពលនឹងចង់ឲ្យយើងនៅតែបន្តហើយឲ្យយើងនឹងខំប្រឹងប្រែងឡើង
To marching forward
ដើម្បីនឹងដើរព្រមទៅមុខទៀត
Because of Jesus Christ
ដោយសារតែព្រះយេស៊ូវគ្រីស្ទ
And that's very important to see
នេះគឺជាចំណុចសំខាន់ដែលយើងមើល
Because Jesus Christ has made me his own
ហើយព្រះយេស៊ូវគ្រីស្ទនឹងបានធ្វើឲ្យខ្ញុំនឹងជារបស់អង្គទ្រង
់ You see if you and I desire to live a godly life
ហើយបើអ្នកហើយអ្នកខ្ញុំនឹងមានចិត្តចង់ជីវិតរស់នៅជាអ្នកដែលស្រឡាញ់ព្រះ
Pursuing kingdom work to the glory of God
ហើយដេញតាមនៅនគរព្រះហើយនឹងសេរីល្អរបស់ព្រះ
We need to keep in mindthat it is Jesus who made us his own
ហើយយើងត្រូវតែចាំនៅក្នុងចិត្តយើងថាព្រះយេស៊ូវនឹងបានធ្វើឲ្យយើងនឹងជារបស់ព្រះទ្រង
់ that Jesus redeemed us
ព្រះយេស៊ូវនឹងបានប្រោះលោះយើង
from sin
ពីអំពើបាប
from God's eternal wrath
ប្រោះពីការក្រោកអស់កលជីវិតរបស់ព្រះ
and that by faith he made us a child of God
ហើយដោយសេចក្តីជំនឿនេះព្រះបានធ្វើឲ្យយើងនឹងទៅជាកូនទ្រង
់ See that moment when you and I responded to that gospel calling
ហើយរំពេចនោះដែលយើងនឹងទទួលឆ្លើយតបនៅដំណឹងល្អដែលហៅ
when the gospel was preached to us, that Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins, that 3 days later was raised back to life. By faith, that was the moment when God made you His own. That was the moment when God the Holy Spirit took residence in our life. And God says this. He says, "You are mine." 1 Corinthians 6 says, "You are not your own. You were bought with a price." You were bought with a price. 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 18 to 19 says this also. For you know that it is not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life, handed down to you from your ancestors, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. You and I, we were purchased with the redeeming blood of Jesus Christ. You know when Jesus said that I am the way, the truth, and the life? Jesus is saying that the only way to God is through Him. The only way that your sins can be forgiven will be through Him. The only truth that you're going to find is through Him. And that the only way to receive life is through Jesus Christ. You were not your own. Jesus made you His own. And we need to understand that we're not perfect. And as long as you and I are still in this body, we will continue to sin. But it shouldn't be sin that is holding us down. But it should be faith that causes us to move on. Because Jesus Christ has made you His own. Now, in order for us to press on or to move on, Paul says in verse 13, which takes us to our second point. Paul says you have to forget the past and move forward.
Paul
says, "Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead."
What is it?
Same passage, Philippians 3, chapter 3 and verse 13.
បងប្អូនអើយខ្ញុំមិនរាប់ថាខ្លួនខ្ញុំចាប់បានហើយនោះទេតែមានសក្តីមួយនេះគឺថាខ្ញុំភ្លេចសក្តីប៉ុន្មានដែលកន្លងទៅហើយហើយក៏ខំមើលឆោងទៅឯសក្តីខាងមុខទៀត
So Paul says you have to forget what has actually happened in the past. Because if you don't forget it, well, how can you actually move on? And there are two truths that we can find here. Firstly, our sins were paid for when Jesus was hanging on that cross. Which means God no longer sees you as sinners. But he sees you as righteous and as his child through faith in Jesus Christ. Secondly, God has not only forgiven us of our past sins, but God has also forgiven us of our present and future sins because of what Jesus Christ has already done. That's why Paul is able to say this with confidence. It's forgetting what lies behind and just moving forward to what is ahead. And it's important that when we understand that God has forgiven us of our past, present, and future sins, and that we are living in the present now, when we sin, God still calls us to confession and repentance of sin. We don't ignore sin. But we become more aware of sin. Because of the Holy Spirit dwelling in us. And it's very important that you and I have this mindset as believers. Because sometimes sin can actually pull us down so hard. Sometimes it could be a particular failure that you've done or you've had in the past.
You know,
whether there would be goals that you've been trying to achieve since last year.
Maybe
it was last year you planned to read the Bible more. Maybe to be more useful for God's kingdom. Maybe give more to the church. Maybe these were some of your resolutions for last year. And then when the year is about to end, you realize that you didn't do much. If anything, you probably feel like you've completely failed. And you see, when you dwell on these things, you will have no desire to serve God. When you dwell on these past mistakes, you have no desire to grow.
And
then we become cold. And our Christian life becomes stagnant. Sometimes forgetting what lies behind, forgetting the past for some people can be very difficult. Especially for people who have been hurt by other believers. They struggle to forgive and to actually forget. And it creates in them this sort of bitterness, this sort of anger, this hatred towards another person. Sometimes the past can hurt people so much that it actually destroys the purpose and meaning of life.
Maybe
somebody has offended you in church.
ហើយជាមានអ្នកខ្លះហ្នឹងគេធ្វើឲ្យយើងឈឺចាប់នៅក្នុងក្រុមជំនុំ
And it causes you to no longer wanting to be at church.
ហើយធ្វើឲ្យអ្នកហ្នឹងមិនចង់នៅក្នុងព្រះវិហារទៀតទេ
Or to even serve at church.
ឬក៏ធ្វើការបម្រើនៅក្នុងព្រះវិហារទេ
But God gives us his word.
ប៉ុន្តែព្រះបានប្រទានព្រះបន្ទូលព្រះអង្គដល់យើងទាំងអស់គ្នា
When he says forget the past
ទទួលមានបន្ទូលថាឲ្យបំភ្លេចនៅអ្វីដែលកន្លងមកទៅ
And press on and move forward
ហើយឲ្យដើរហើយឆ្ពោះទៅមុខទៀតទៅ
Your sins were already forgiven
អំពើបាបអ្នកនឹងព្រះបានអត់ទោសឲ្យហើយ
So you should just forgive those who sin against you as well
អ្នកនឹងអត់ទោសឲ្យអ្នកដែលធ្វើបាបចំពោះអ្នក
And actually move on in life
ហើយឲ្យបានដើរទៅមុខទៀតនៅក្នុងជីវិតយើង
For the glory of God
ដើម្បីថ្វាយសិរីល្អទៅដល់ព្រះ
But think about this if you constantly get pulled down by sin or by resentment or whatever it is
ហើយបានអ្នកនឹងអាថ្មីថ្មីនេះគឺអ្នកនឹងបានទាញអស់ចុះដោយអំពើបាបឬក៏ដោយការទោសចិត្តនឹងអ្វីមួយ
It will cause us to be useless for God
គឺធ្វើឲ្យអ្នកនឹងជាមនុស្សដែលឥតប្រយោជន៍នៅចំពោះព្រះ
But not just also useless it causes us to have no hope at all
ហើយធ្វើឲ្យយើងនឹងគ្មានសេចក្តីសង្ឃឹមសោះ
Do you want to be pulled down because of that
តើអ្នកចង់ឲ្យទាញចុះដោយសារតែការនឹងទេ
Do you want to be unproductive
តើអ្នកមិនចង់បង្កើតផលទេ
Or do you want to be useful for God
តើអ្នកចង់ជាការដែលមានប្រយោជន៍ចំពោះព្រះ
Because if you want to be useful, forget the past and just move on.
បានអ្នកចង់ឲ្យមានប្រយោជន៍នឹងឲ្យបំភ្លេចអ្វីដែលកន្លងមកហើយឲ្យដើរទៅមុខទៅ
Because these are God's word for us that we may take courage in that.
នេះគឺជាព្រះបន្ទូលព្រះអង្គចំពោះយើងដើម្បីឲ្យយើងមានការលើកទឹកចិត្ត
Now why do you think Paul says that forget what lies behind and push on towards forward to what is ahead? Why do you think he says that?
តើអ្នកគិតថាលោកសាវកពននិយាយថាអ្វីដែលឲ្យបំភ្លេចនៅអ្វីៗដែលកន្លងមកហើយឲ្យដើរឆ្ពោះទៅមុខ
Because this takes us to our third point when Paul says in verse 14
ហើយបានយកយើងនៅក្នុងចំណុចទី3ដែលលោកសាវកពននោះបាននិយាយនៅក្នុងខ14
Paul says I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus
Is it Philippians?
Still Philippians, yeah.
Yeah.
Chapter 3 we'll look at verse 14.
ទាំងរត់តម្រង់ទៅឯទីដើម្បីឲ្យបានរង្វាន់នៃការងារដ៏ខ្ពស់របស់ព្រះក្នុងព្រះគ្រីស្ទយេស៊ូវ
What lies ahead?
អ្វីទៅដែលនៅពីមុខយើង
It's the glory of Jesus Christ.
អ្វីដែលរង់ចាំពីមុខយើងនឹងគឺជាសេរីល្អនៃព្រះយេស៊ូវគ្រីស្ទ
You see the Bible says that life here on earth is very temporary.
ហើយនៅក្នុងគម្ពីរបានចែងថាជីវិតដែលនៅលើលោកីយ៍នេះគ្រាន់តែបណ្ដោះអាសន្នទេ
It appears for a little while and then it just vanishes
គ្រាន់តែលេចមករំពេចនោះហើយក៏បាត់ទៅ
It's James 4:14
គឺនៅក្នុងកាន់គម្ពីរយ៉ាកុបជំពូក4ខ14
So knowing that if all these things are temporary and life is only here for a little while
អ្វីៗគ្រាន់តែជាបណ្ដោះអាសន្នហើយជីវិតនឹងគ្រាន់តែនៅក្នុងមួយរយៈនេះទេ
Then why do we want to get caught up with the past so much?
តើអ្វីតែដែលយើងចង់ឲ្យចងនៅអ្វីដែលកន្លងមកច្រើនពេកនោះ
Why not live life looking towards the glory of God?
ហេតុអ្វីក៏មិនរស់នៅក្នុងជីវិតដែលសម្លឹងមើលទៅសេរីល្អរបស់ព្រះ
Living life that honors God.
រស់នៅក្នុងជីវិតដែលស្មោះត្រង់ជាមួយនឹងព្រះអង្គ
Because we know that when we pass from death here it will be life with eternity with God.
ដែលយើងដឹងថាពេលដែលយើងជីវិតយើងកន្លងទៅនៅពេលស្លាប់ទៅនឹងគឺយើងនឹងទៅនៅជាមួយព្រះអស់កលជានិច្ច
So when we look at the past we realize it's not really worth it at all.
ហើយពេលដែលយើងសម្លឹងមើលពេលដែលកន្លងមកនឹងគឺគ្មានអ្វីជាប្រយោជន៍នោះទេ
Compared to actually what is ahead of us.
បើយើងប្រៀបធៀបទៅអ្វីដែលនៅពីមុខយើង
Which is eternity in the presence of God.
គឺជាអស់កលនៅចំពោះព្រះភ័ក្រព្រះ
You see that's a desire that the apostle Paul was longing for
នេះគឺជាចំណងដែលលោកសាវកពលនឹងទន្ទឹងរង់ចាំ
And that should be our desire to long for
នេះគួរតែជាចិត្តយើងដែលយើងនឹងទន្ទឹងរង់ចាំអញ្ចឹង
To be with the presence of God
ដើម្បីនៅចំពោះព្រះ
To see the glorified Christ
ដើម្បីនឹងមើលនៅការតម្កើងនៅព្រះយេស៊ូវគ្រីស្ទ
Because what is ahead of us will be glorious
ហើយអ្វីដែលនៅពីមុខយើងនឹងគឺជាសេរីល្អ
How do we know that?
ធ្វើម៉េចយើងដឹងពីកាលឯងនឹង
Because God's word has revealed all things to us already.
ពីព្រះបន្ទូលព្រះនឹងបានសម្ដែងមកឲ្យយើងឃើញ
In Revelation 21 verse 1 says this, And then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth has passed away, and there was no longer any sea. Verse 4, He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the older of things has passed away.
នឹងផែនដីថ្មីត្បិតផ្ទៃមេឃមុននឹងផែនដីមុនបានកន្លងបាត់ទៅក៏គ្មានសមុទ្រឯទៀតឡើយហើយខបន្តមក
Verse 3 and 4 what
ហើយខ3ទៅខ4ខ្ញុំបានឮសំឡេងមួយយ៉ាងខ្លាំងចេញពីឋានសួគ៌មក Is it
Sorry verses 1 2 and 3 sorry
ហើយយូហានខ្ញុំបានឃើញទីក្រុងរបស់សត្វនិងក្រុងយេរូសាឡិមថ្មីចុះពីឋានសួគ៌មកអំពីព្រះតតែង
Wrong one? Okay. Yeah. But think about this. Think about what lies ahead of us. That there will be no more pain. No more sorrow. Sin is dealt with. And that being with God would bring us joy eternally.
ហើយដែលនៅជាមួយព្រះនឹងគឺធ្វើឲ្យយើងមានការអស់សុបាយអស់កលចនិច
And that's what we should be living for
ដូច្នោះដែលយើងរស់នៅរបៀបអញ្ចឹង
That in all that we do from here onwards will be for the glory of God
អ្វីដែលយើងធ្វើនឹងគឺធ្វើសម្រាប់ថ្វាយសិរីល្អដល់ព្រះ
And that's what God wants us to do just to press on and to move forward
ហើយព្រះនឹងចង់ឲ្យយើងបន្តដើរទៅមុខទៀតហើយខំទៅមុខទៀតទៅ
To march forward in faith
ហើយឲ្យដើរទៅមុខទៀតនៅក្នុងសេចក្តីជំនឿ
building up the kingdom of God
ហើយឲ្យបានស្អាងសង់ឡើងនៅនគរព្រះ
encouraging each other
លើកទឹកចិត្តគ្នាទៅវិញទៅមក
to grow deeper in our relationship with God
ហើយឲ្យយើងមានទំនាក់ទំនងជាមួយនឹងព្រះ
in our understanding of the word of God
ឲ្យយល់អំពីព្រះបន្ទូលព្រះអង្គ
encouraging us in love
លើកទឹកចិត្តយើងនៅក្នុងសេចក្តីជំនឿ
because all that we do should just be for the glory of God
អ្វីដែលយើងធ្វើនឹងគឺធ្វើសម្រាប់ថ្វាយសិរីល្អទៅដល់ព្រះ
Nothing else
គ្មានអ្វីទៀតទេ
Nothing less than that
គ្មានអ្វីដែលតិចជាងនឹងទេ
Because God is worthy of all that we are
ពីព្រោះព្រះនឹងសមនឹងអ្វីអ្វីដែលមាន
And all that we do
ហើយអ្វីដែលយើងមានអ្វីដែលយើងធ្វើ
So start 2016 by being encouraged
ហើយការចាប់ផ្ដើម2016នឹងគឺជាការកំសាន្តទឹកចិត្ត
Forgetting all the past
ឲ្យបំភ្លេចអ្វីដែលកន្លងមក
Forgetting all the sins you've committed
ឲ្យបំភ្លេចអ្វីដែលអំពើបាបអ្នកបានធ្វើ
Those who've offended you
ហើយអ្នកដែលគេធ្វើឲ្យអ្នកនឹងតូចចិត្តអន់ចិត្ត
Forgive
អត់ទោសដល់គេទៅ
Make effort to be reconciled with a brother or sister
ហើយប្រឹងប្រែងនឹងដើម្បីផ្សះផ្សាគ្នារវាងបងប្អូនយើង
And really commit yourselves to doing things for the glory of God
ហើយឲ្យចោះចូលធ្វើខ្លួនឯងនឹងដើម្បីថ្វាយសិរីល្អដល់ព្រះ
Marching forward in faith.
Hi, the mục tiết នៅក្នុងសេចក្តីជំនឿ
Because it's believing that God who began a good work in you will finish it.
Hi, ជឿថាព្រះនឹងធ្វើការនៅក្នុងអ្នកល្អនឹងត្រង់នឹងបញ្ចប់
Amen. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for your word this morning. We just ask, Lord God, that we're not just hearers of your word, but to be doers of your word.Father, just help us to just to grow in our understanding and our knowledge of you through your word. Help us to be more committed, Lord God, to you and that all things that, Lord God, that we do will be for your glory, Lord God. Lord, help us just to forget the past and all the mistakes and failures we've had, but help us to focus on you, that in all that we do, Lord God, will be for you alone, that would honor you, that would glorify you, Lord God. Lord, that it is not about us,But it is about you, Lord God, that this church, Lord God, would be about you, that we would honor you and praise you, just glorify you, Lord, in all that we do. We thank you, Father, for your faithfulness, Lord God, in keeping us standing firm. We just ask that your Holy Spirit would continue to lead us and to guide us, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord, for this morning, and we pray that we would bless you in all that we do. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
We hope you've been encouraged from today's sermon. If you would like further information about Springville South Church, please visit our website at www.springvillesouthchurch.org.au.